Welcome to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com, the show dedicated to green initiatives. Now, here's your host, Percy Dyer.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Percival, and this is my place. Again, I wanted to thank everybody for joining me today. My name is Percival Dyer, and this is my place. Now, today, I'm not going to do anything terribly special. I wanted to take the time today to sort of introduce myself, to let everybody know what I've been doing for the past few years, and why I have decided to do radio, and what exactly are my green initiatives and all that good stuff. So, to begin with, I'm from Freeport, Long Island, New York. And here, we're basically on the coast of the Eastern Shore. Now, as you are well aware, we had the big hurricane here, Sandy, and the destruction was very, 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 very big. It was only a Category 1 storm, by the way. And, you know, the destruction that particular storm caused us makes us all, you know, very, very well aware of what nature can do to all of us here on Long Island, especially because we're surrounded by water. And we've had storms before. You know, it's not a big deal to have a hurricane here on you know, Long Island. It's not a big deal. But that particular storm, just to give a bit of a reference, that particular storm came in at a different angle and let us, you know, it made us all aware that, you know, we're very vulnerable here in Long Island. So this is where I'm situated. I'm not too far from Jones Beach, which is the most visited beach in the world, by the way. Not necessarily the best beach in the United States, but the most visited beach in the entire world. That means that we have well over millions and millions of people every summer to come here to Jones Beach and to experience that area. It's a very big, it's a big beach, and it's located along Long Island, but it's in Wantagh. Now, one of the first things that strikes you when you come here to Long Island, and I'm going to be jumping around a little bit here, but when you come to Long Island, the first thing that you notice is, you know, names like Wantagh and Massapequa and Massapequa Park and these kind of things. And the villages here were, they still hold their Indian names. And the American Indian is a big part of one of my green initiatives. I plan to highlight the American Indian because I feel as though that they're always left out of the conversation. Any conversation that we have, we're always leaving out the Native American Indian, for that matter. They're always left out of the shuffle. And so on my internet show, as well as my regular radio broadcast on WGBB, I'll be talking about the American Indian. But here, the reason that I wanted to do this internet show is because I'll be able to do visual aids. I'm not able to do that on the regular broadcast, but I can do that here. And I think after a while, you know, people will very much enjoy this show because we'll be doing things like safari. We'll be talking about health initiatives. We'll be giving video aids to yoga and tai chi, and you'll be able to visualize this and see this on the computer while we're talking about it versus the regular radio station. So this is going to be quite exciting for a lot of people. So that's why I decided to join this particular group and to do internet radio as well. So I'm looking forward to doing this. My name is Percival, and what have I been doing? I was a former government employee. I went to Howard University in 1996, and my time there in Washington, D.C., I was able to do an internship in the Department of Justice, and I was also I got the unique opportunity to do an internship at the Department of State. And I also did security at the White House. Now, my stint at the Department of Justice was in the asset forfeiture and money laundering section. I basically just did an internship because I was always interested in how that works and what the law pertains to and, you know, to this and that and what have you, and international crime and that what have you. And it was a very interesting experience. I did take a picture with Janet Reno, along with some more interns, and you know, it was a very, 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 very interesting experience. I did get the chance to meet Eric Holder, by the way, who's now the Attorney General, and so it was a very, very exciting time for me at that point. But that internship lasted a year. After that, I went to the Department of State. I was afforded that opportunity because I met someone who became actually an ambassador, and we're friends to this day. He became a diplomat in residence and at Howard University to recruit personnel to come over to the State Department. And so I decided to switch gears a little bit. I had the unique opportunity to travel all throughout Asia because I'm technically an Asian expert. And I was able to serve the country, not only as an intern, but as an employee of the State Department. And again, that was very exciting. I got a chance to go to Australia. I got a chance to go to China, Japan, Russia, England, Singapore, Mexico, Tahiti, a lot of different places. Canada, I got a chance to travel to. I got a chance to travel to a lot of places. And it was very, very exciting. I got a chance to see France and a little bit of Paris in the works as well. So it sparked, I guess at that time, why I decided to do green technology today. If you're not aware of it, but a lot of the other countries are very much ahead of us in some aspects of green technology. For instance, in some of the Scandinavian countries, they are using their waste, in other words, their recyclables, to actually heat homes at this time. And of course, we're dependent on oil to do that kind of thing, or dependent on gas. But, you know, natural gas is another subject in its entirety. But our dependency on oil is a real problem. And these people have their own heating device that they can literally recycle their waste and use that to actually heat their homes for free in the wintertime, no problem at all. Now, the issue becomes when you come up with these recyclables that they must be used for that purpose. In other words, if you're caught throwing out garbage that can be recycled for that, there's a heavy fine that will be levied against you if you're not using a recyclable and putting it in its proper place. You know, things that are supposed to be thrown away as trash, that's fine. But things that can be recycled, they have a real problem with that, and they will fine you for it. And frankly, I don't think there's a problem with that, because once you're, you know, you're able to heat homes for free, you know, I think it behooves you to put the recyclable in the recyclable bin and allow the government to come in and heat your home for nothing, which is, you know, which is a big plus for any homeowner who knows what the price of heating is, you know, in the United States. You know, you can imagine heating your home for free, you know. But anyway, but that also brings us to geothermal, and that's another topic that we'll be getting on to. But just imagine that. Not having to worry about oil as a heating usage. So anyway, so I got a chance to travel around the world with the State Department, and the story is that my parents, while I was doing a doctorate degree at Howard University, and as I was writing for President Bush and Colin Powell, on a particular subject called APEC, which is the Asian Pacific Economic Council, my mother passed around 2001, and then my father passed, and then I had to come back home and take care of everything. But what that really meant was I started a nonprofit organization in green technology, and it's called America's Green Portal. Now, you can look us up at americasgreenportal.com. We do have a website out there. And right now, just like the rest of the country, I'm waiting on IRS approval. Now, IRS approval is a long process, apparently, that I had no idea about. You know, working in the government, I felt as though that the, you know, if you're handed something, it'll take you a little while. But, as you're well aware, maybe you're not. I'm sorry. My application went in July of last year. And as you're now aware, we're going into July of this year and no one has looked at my application yet. Now, I'm not claiming that there's a conspiracy or anything of that nature. What I'm really suggesting is that the IRS is, of course, their own entity. We all know that. But they're backlogged. And right now they're in April of last year processing applications. So the applications that went in April of last year, that's where they are. And so, they're taking, a little while to process the application. Maybe that's no fault of theirs. But I have a staff of people that's waiting because we cannot apply for, certain grants and certain other things that can get us going. But anyway, to start off with, what is America's Green Portal and what will it do? Well, America's Green Portal is about taking American citizens who are underemployed or who don't have a job. We're going to funnel them into adult continuing education programs in 15 states who have a market for green technology. Now, we'll talk about that in a minute. But we're going to funnel them into adult continuing education programs, get them started with simple employment, because we have to have jobs and we have to, you know, get started with our life. And then after a few months, we'll bring those people back who are willing to come back to a university setting and help them achieve a BS degree in engineering. Maybe they want to do architecture. Maybe they want to start their own business. Maybe they want to join the EPA. Maybe they want to teach. You know, whatever it is, in a university setting, we're going to help them, you know, with money to go back to college so that they can have a real career in green technology. Now, green technology, by the way, is a vast field. And when we say, well, what is quote unquote green? That means, you know, a lot of things. That can mean health. That can mean talking about the oceans. That can mean talking about the atmosphere. That can be talking about permaculture. That could be talking about, you know, dealing with solar panels. That could be talking about putting geothermal in the house. You know, it's a big, 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 wide, vast field. You know, we're talking about healthy foods. You know, we're talking about, you know, turning off your lights, things as simple as that. So this thing called green technology is big, but America's Green Portal is going to tackle this. And what we're going to do is we're going to get people employed in the field of their choice. So that's what we're all about. But anyway, what I'm going to do right now is take a couple of minute break and come back and join you and then talk some more about what we did so far and what we're doing and what we plan to do in the future. Okay? All righty.
Welcome back to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com. Here's Percy Dyer.
All right. Welcome back. I love that music. All right. Welcome back. So, again, so why did I choose America's Green Portal? How did that come about? Well, again, I believe that there's a need And green technology is, of course, the future of the country. And so what I'm planning to do, again, is take American citizens who are underemployed, who don't have a job. We'll funnel them into adult continuing education programs, and we'll get them simple employment, only to bring them back, hopefully, if they so choose, to get a university degree, a BS degree in engineering or architecture or something of that nature, maybe teaching. Maybe they want to join the EPA. Maybe they want to start their own business. You know, maybe there's something else out there that they would like to do. So we want to start people off with a career. And as you're aware, the economy crashed I guess about 3-4 years ago now. It's longer than that now. It's about 5 or 6 years. And we're just starting to get back on our feet. But there are plenty of people out there who are not happy with their employment. And, you know, they would like to take a chance and do a career in this. And, you know, that's what we're going to provide. So what states are we going to? We're going to be in 15 states. And, you know, these states are places that have a big market, you know. So we're going to California, obviously. We're going to Arizona. We're going to Nevada. We're going to Wisconsin. And if you don't know, Wisconsin is probably the greenest state in the country. We're going to Michigan, and we're going to Colorado. We're going to Texas. We're going to Hawaii, for obvious reasons. Hawaii is surrounded by water, and it's a perfect place to do research on the oceans and, you know, and all what goes on there, you know. We're going to the state of Georgia. We're going to Florida, obviously. We're going to North Carolina. We're coming to here in New York. We're coming to Massachusetts. You know, so these places like Louisiana, for instance, and even the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area will be there, too. And we're going to set up shop. We're going to set up these pilot offices, and what we will be doing there is we're going to be partnering up with local universities, and you know, and we're going to get these local universities to open up their doors in terms of their, you know, their adult continuing education programs. Now, that's very easy to do, because adult continuing education programs is not something that you have to worry about being accepted into the university. You know, like a traditional thing where you fill out the application, you apply, and, you know, you wonder if you're going to make it in there or not. Well, that's not the case with this. Adult continuing education programs, number one, of course, it's a way for the university to make money. But it's free to the public. I mean, not free to the public, but it's open to the public. All you have to do is just pay for the course. And so, believe it or not, they have these courses in green technology. They're called LEED certification. Whereas that is helping to build a green home from scratch, which is phenomenal. And they have, other degrees in permaculture and other things of that nature. So, you know, the adult continuing education programs around the country is really not utilized to its extent. This can also help, by the way, somebody who's in a career, and sometimes these adult continuing education programs offer something that can help you in your career, whatever it is, and help further it, you know, with a little bit of training. And so that's why colleges found, you know, they were smart. They recognize this, and they added adult continuing education programs to the curriculum. But if you're not aware of it, you don't know that it exists. So, me being aware of it, I'm going to basically utilize this in 15 states around the country. And so I'm going to help, a lot of people, I believe, get back to work. And that's really the theme of America's Green Portal. You know, help us help you get back to work. And so that's what I'm planning to do in terms of 15 states, at least the initiative. Now, we have some other programs that we're going to be talking about. In the state of Michigan, for instance, I'm planning to you know, and this is a project within a project, but it's a big one. It's over there in Detroit, there were the 68 riots or the 69 riots, when basically Detroit just really imploded and basically destroyed itself. That area over there is still not utilized, believe it or not. And we're in the 21st century right now, and that place is still desolate. When you go to Detroit, for instance, you know, unless you're into baseball or maybe basketball, you know, you're not going to go. And football, by the way, is not even in Detroit. So I think it's on the outskirts. But anyway, of course, there's the Red Wings. But, you know, when you get past sports, you know, there's the Joe Louis Arena, of course. But once you get past sports, there's nothing there to do. You know, you may want to, you know, check out the automobile industry, but after that, there really isn't anything to do. And so what I'd like to do is start to revitalize that area with, you know, America's Green Portal. Now, by how and what? Well, what I plan to do is build a library / repository, there. And what I'd like to do is something that I saw in Washington, D.C., where we had, you know, visitors from all over the country coming to Washington, D.C. Well, what I'd like to be able to do is build something and basically have young people in a competition, in a science competition every year, once a year, and be able to put what they have on display right there. For everyone to see, and also to be able, of course, to give them scholarships for college and that kind of thing. But what we need to do with that area is build it up so that we can house all library books, all kind of writings, all literature, and of course, all, new technology that may be coming out. And we're going to put that there in Detroit and have people now come to Detroit to see that. You know, so we can start to build up that area, you know, and I think that would be a great thing for the city of Detroit. So we'll be working on that library / repository a little bit later down the road. But that's what I have in mind for that particular area. Of course, that's a multi-million dollar project. But, you know, I was told to think big and be big. So we're planning to do that. We'll take the necessary steps later on to make that happen, since there isn't anything happening there anyway. So we'll take those steps as we go along. But this is what I'm planning to do. We also have a global initiative as well. And becoming LEED certified, I think that's the key to the global initiative, thing that I have in mind, which is to go to some of these Caribbean countries. Of course, this is going to take a heck of an initiative. But since I was in the Department of State, and since I know leaders and heads of state, I don't think it's that far-fetched to be able to go into some of the Caribbean countries and start to build green homes from scratch. We can start to employ a lot of people overseas. And this way, it's actually safe over there in the Caribbean. You don't hear about terrorism. You don't hear about, a lot of attacks and that kind of thing. And the Caribbean is quite safe. And so we can actually, with the help of different countries, of course, and the United Nations, of which I do have some connections, we can actually go there and start building these green homes from scratch and getting Americans and even other citizens, for that matter, employed according to their GDP. And go over there and help some of these Caribbean nations, have some green homes. So I think it would be a benefit to the host nation and to the people who are going to be working over there. So, you know, we can actually do something of that nature. But of course, that particular global initiative is way down the road. So that's just an idea that I have. I don't know the logistics that will have to be undertaken to put that one on to put that one in reality. That one is a really big project. The library in Michigan actually won't be. That will be That's just a question of some funding. But the other one is a lot more logistically involved. So that's just an idea, but I think that one can work as well. But that's way down the road. America's Green Portal will have to be well established before that takes place. But anyway, the idea of being green. Now, what this really entails on this radio show, what I'll be talking about and the guest that will be coming on to this show will be the Native American Indian. Again, as I said, they're always left out of the conversation. And they have things, you know, that they do well within their culture all the time that is healthy. You know, these people are living to, you know, past 100 years of age, you know, and, you know, most of us have a life expectancy between, 75 and 80. And, you know, when somebody passes around that age, well, we say they had a good life and so on and so forth. And you know, I tend to wonder now, you know, at passing at around 80, you know, 75, 80, 85, you know, I wonder, you know, these people are living a lot longer than us. So there must be something that they're doing that's healthy that, you know, we don't have any knowledge of, at least not anymore. So the Native American Indian is something crucial, and I think they belong on this show. So I'll be talking to them constantly. The other health related issues is, you know, things like Dr. Roz does on his show. We'll be talking about, you know, taking certain vitamins, you know, staying away from sugar and what it does to your body, and you know, and that kind of thing. So again, we're going to expand your knowledge of what is quote unquote green and what it actually means to be healthy and to be natural. And so we'll be talking about, you know, women's natural products as well. And, you know, things like that. We'll be talking about, you know, exercising because, you know, we want you to be healthy and why exercise is important. You know, we'll be talking about, you know, gardening and these kind of things and, you know, and, some of the additives that happens in the summertime, you know, with grass and all this kind of stuff. So we'll be talking about a lot of things, on this show. All right. So I guess it's time for me to take another break and, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Welcome back to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com. Here's Percy Dyer.
Welcome back again. So anyway, where we left off was, you know, why? And so that's what we're planning to do. We're planning to talk about a lot of things and we're going to give you some different tips, you know, on what you can do to be more healthy. What we can do to, you know, to sustain ourselves to so that we can live a little bit longer too. So, my nonprofit organization, I won't talk about too much. I think people just want to hear the bottom line, you know, when it comes to nonprofit organization in terms of, are you able to get citizens back to work? You know, what are your numbers? You know, what's your success rate? That kind of thing. And I assure you that, you know, the people that do come in, to the program, they'll definitely graduate and they'll be successful and, you know, they'll be doing their own thing. Again, the whole point of this is to get people into different aspects of green technology. You know, when we think about green technology, I think we're just talking about, you know, greening a home, you know, stripping down the house, putting up some insulation, you know, maybe putting on some solar panels, you know, but it's a lot more than that, you know, and there is also geothermal. Now, not everyone is aware of geothermal. What is that? But what it is that and this is just a really brief overview of it, but they actually take two tubes. Okay. They stick it down in the ground. Now, when you do this, you go below the surface, well below the surface. And when you start to dig, down far enough, you know, the atmosphere doesn't reach, you know, below a certain layer of the Earth's surface. And so what happens now is you can actually heat a home, and you can also do a reverse switch and actually keep your home at a certain level temperature throughout the summer. In other words, it's like having a big unit on the outside of your house, like you're well aware of, and you know, but having it custom to your needs. In other words, this is something that over time is for free. In other words, you have an initial cost of I think around depending on where you are, of $6,000 to $10,000, I think, when you first buy the unit. But after that, of course, your heating now is for free, your air conditioning now is for free. So geothermal is well worth the money, especially if you're going to be living in your home past 3 years. I think most people start to see the reap the benefits of geothermal after about 2.5 to 3 years. You know, everything that comes out of that now is absolutely free, because again, heating a home is very expensive, and the way oil prices keep rising, you'll find that those benefits may even be quicker now. Because, you know, to heat a home, depending on the size of a home, can be almost $800 now a month, especially when that cost starts to rise. So, you know, geothermal is something to look into. But anyway, to further describe it, they take two tubes, they shoot it down into the ground, they connect it to a device that basically can heat your home. And what it does is they connect it just like normally to your pipes. And, I'm sorry, they don't connect it to your pipes. What they do is they run a vent through each and every, room in your house. And basically now, it just acts like an air vent, like, you know, like central air does basically. And with the flip of the switch, now you have heat, you have free heat basically. Now this thing runs by electricity, I understand. So you're much better off having the solar panels installed first. That way it doesn't cost you anything, in terms of electricity. And, you know, there you have it. So with the solar panels and the geothermal, you have electricity for free and you have heating for free. And of course, air conditioning for free. So they connect it to the electricity, and you're good to go. And basically you have free heat and you have free air. So, you know, that's something to take a look at. But anyway, in terms of the other things, you know, women's natural products, you know, there is a way to make soap, from scratch. There's a way to do, you know, lotions and deodorant and all of these other things that, you know, that we're constantly using, but we don't know the ingredients. We don't know how to even pronounce some of the things on the label. So these, you know, these things, we'll be talking about, and why, after a long, you know, long usage of these things, why we're coming down with cancer. You know, so these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about. So I'll be having guests to come on my show that will, you know, that will be talking about their products. They'll be highlighting what they do and of course, and where you can buy their products and that kind of thing. So we'll have another website up, and you'll be free to click on it. And to be able to find out, you know, where you can get these things and so on and so forth. But these are some of the things that we'll be talking about on the show. Now, the one of the greatest shows that I think on television right now is the Dr. Oz show. And why? Because, you know, he talks about basically, and he highlights guests that come on the show, and they talk about everything that's natural, and they you know, they get rid of all of the myths that, you know, that we're accustomed to, you know, such as rewashing chicken and all of this kind of stuff and what have you, and why you shouldn't do this and, you know, what this does and so on and so forth. Well, we'll be doing something similar to that on this show. I'm going to have people who are nutritionists to come on this show. I'm going to have doctors. I'm going to have wellness coaches. I'm going to have a lot of people come on this show and talk about, you know, what they do, what they've discovered, of course, over the time, and, you know, why you should do this and not that. So we'll be talking about that. Again, we'll be talking about, you know, celebrity green initiatives as well. My organization, that I belong to, also has a lot of contacts, with celebrities. As a matter of fact, just recently I was able to meet, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Donna Karen. I'm getting ready to meet, Michael Irving. You know, I just met, Hugh Hilton and had the chance to speak to some of these people for a long period of time. And, you know, and we, you know, talked about some things that they were doing and some of the green initiatives that I would be doing. And, you know, I have some contacts now. So when you see some of the pictures that that'll be coming out there, yes, this it's actually me. And yes, these are big celebrities, and they too are concerned about the planet. And they are also as well aware of the health issues that we're plagued with. And, you know, they have their own. They have their own charities that they support, and that some of them have started on their own. And we'll be talking about that, and hopefully getting some funding for that, you know, as well. So we'll be talking about those initiatives as well. And so that's what this show is going to be about. Now, as I said before, we're going to use visual aids on this particular show, which is going to be great. I'm planning to, showcase, you know, yoga and Tai Chi and other things like that. You know, we may be going into some restaurants and, showing, the different foods and the different chefs and, you know, what they do and how they prepare foods and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, where they are that you can come and enjoy their products as well. And, you know, of course, this is to get you away from the fast foods. The not so healthy, lifestyles that we're all accustomed to. And, you know, we'll be out there doing that kind of thing. I had the, to go to South Africa to do a safari. I couldn't make that trip, but, I was definitely invited to come at any time. So those are the things that I'll be doing as well. We'll be showcasing animals, because that is also a part of being green. You know, why they must exist. You know, we can't interrupt that food chain, you know, that chain of, you know, the predator versus this person versus that, you know, we can't interrupt that, you know, which is why, you know, we're big on anything that has to do with, preserving the sharks in the ocean and, you know, and, you know, helping, you know, from the elephants from being destroyed and the lions from being, you know, just poached and, you know, and elephants from being poached and, you know, sharks as well from being, you know, used for their, to take away from their hide and, you know, and that kind of thing. So we're going to be talking about a lot of those things, here. So these are, a lot of issues, and we're going to take our time and we're going to go through them. But this is going to be a very creative show. Again, we're going to be taking the computer, you know, taking my tablet, and we're going to go and see what we can come up with. But again, the safari in South Africa is going to be very, very interesting, I think. It's going to be a good trip. And when I get that opportunity, we can, I think we're going to showcase a lot of good things, because I haven't been to Africa yet. So I'm looking forward to that trip. But anyway, it's time for another break.
And now, back to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com with Percy Dyer.
Yeah, I really like that music. That's really good music. I really appreciate that. It's good stuff. You can always listen to that for all night long. But anyway, so getting back, that's what we're going to be doing on this show. So some of the guests will be doctors. And, some of the guests will be nutritionists, and some of the guests will be people who are into natural things. And again, we'll have yoga people, Tai Chi people, and Buddhist, and other people like that. Now, we're also going to be getting into kosher foods and kosher products, you know, and I know that's a big audience as well out there that'll be willing to listen to that. But I was always interested in knowing how that came about and why that came about, but what it also entails, you know, to deal with people who do kosher products. They also deal with Kashrut law, and I think that's very interesting. So we'll be touching on that as well. So I'm looking forward to meeting those people who deal with that on a regular basis and what it entails. And we may be, showing what that is, you know, on the internet, which is why I think this is going to be a very good show. So that's really it. So what I'm going to do now is, Again, talk about some of the things that brought me to this state of mind. For many, many years, my father and my mother moved here in this particular house since 1959. And they got here in that time, and one of the things that they decided to do was they started a garden back then. And this was basically before most Americans, were conscious of doing something of that nature. And so this garden that I have in the back of my home is a pretty big garden. It's not a small one. We have a decent set of land back here, but in the back of my home, I have a huge garden, and we do tomatoes. We do, two types of grapes. We do string beans. We do lettuce. We do cucumbers. We do, corn. And we, for the first time, I actually did maize from last year, Indian maize. We do, all kind of things in the garden, you know, between cabbage and spinach and all kind of things we grow back there, squash and, you know, all kind of things. We actually grew some eggplant, and it's been really great. Of course, I've carried on that tradition. But I also have in the back of my yard two apple trees, a pear tree, a plum tree, and a cherry tree. And I'm actually planning to plant a walnut tree in the back. And I also have a strawberry bed, which is really good. Now the only problem that I have, of course, is like any other gardener, I have the animals that want to come and eat it all. So, you know, I have that issue as well, but we do pretty well here, and we've been able to keep them away for the most part. I also have an herbal garden, and where I grow rosemary and cilantro and mint and that kind of thing. And if you don't know anything about mint, let me be the first one to tell you that it's a phenomenal herb, but it's very aggressive. And if you don't know, mint, if it's left unkept, will take over your entire yard, for that matter. Now, mint, as you may be aware of, actually keeps raccoons away because they don't like that smell, because that smell is very strong. So it's a kind of a plus and a kind of a negative at the same time, catch 22. So we have plenty of mint here, but you know, I keep it under control because that very aggressive herb. But anyway, my father was, for all intent and purposes, the head of the agricultural department in Jamaica under still British rule at that time. And that made him really Secretary of Agriculture. And so I guess this is where, I get that part of my life from the two of them, because they would basically take care of the yard, every day. And it was amazing to watch. You know, people still who are still around actually remember that time, and they used to talk about how my mother and father would be out in the yard and basically taking care of the yard in such a manner that it was really interesting, you know, just phenomenal to watch. My mother was really good with flowers. And so these flowers are still around the yard and they're still up and, you know, growing and that kind of thing. And, you know, she was big on the roses and what have you, but there are other flowers that I have around the house. So, you know, their influence is still around. And you know, I carry on their traditions around the house. So I guess this is what, sort of sparked me to do, you know, America's Green Portal and, you know, and to kind of spread that kind of knowledge around. So as you are probably aware of, I'm really good with, keeping up soil. And, you know, so that's my expertise. I'm a guy that, can pretty much grow anything and, you know, and keep it, going, whether it be the winter, the summer, the spring, or the fall. So, my expertise has to do with soil, you know, getting cow manure, horse manure, you know, getting other, you know, organic soils and all kind of other things and basically making things, sustainable. So that's my real deal. You know, so I'm pretty much the expert in that. You know, this is why I've done what I've done. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a good show, here on Talk Zone. And, I'm looking forward to, spreading the word of green technology. And, I look forward to sharing my knowledge with you. And, I hope that it's going to be a good creative show that you'll tune in every week. And, I look forward to it. So anyway, I guess this is the end of my show for the moment. But I guess I'll see you next week. All right? All right. Bye-bye.